Ever feel like you're just, drowning in information, trying to figure out what really matters for your organization's security? It can feel overwhelming. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something that really helps cut through that complexity, like a compass.
Exactly. We're looking at ISO AIS 27005:2022. That's the guidance on managing information security risks. Its mission, fundamentally, is about systematically managing risks involving information.
Systematically managing risks. Okay, that sounds crucial, but what does that really mean, on the ground for an organization, for you listening?
Well, think of it as a consistent process, a methodical way to approach it. You're identifying potential problems, then analyzing them, evaluating how serious they are, and finally treating those information risks. It's about bringing those risks under management control.
Okay.
And what's really interesting here, I think, is that this standard, 27005, it's actually central to the entire ISO 27K policy suite.
The whole family of standards.
Right, because all those other standards, they're built on this risk-based foundation. This standard kind of describes the core activities.
Got it. So it's like the engine room for information security in that whole ISO world, guiding everything else.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
So here's where it gets really interesting for me, and I think for our listeners too. How does this approach help an organization not just protect information, which we all think about, but also how does it help them exploit it, use it?
Ah, exactly. That's the shift. By having this really clear understanding of risks, organizations can make much more confident decisions. It's not just about avoiding risk anymore. Sometimes you might even decide to take on an increased risk, but in a calculated way to chase an opportunity.
Really? Taking on more risk.
Yes, but informed risk-taking. The standard guides choices on whether to, say, remove a risk source entirely, or maybe change the likelihood of something bad happening, or change the consequences if it does, or even deciding to share a risk, maybe through insurance, or just retain it consciously because the potential reward makes it worthwhile.
Okay, so it's about informed choices.
Precisely. This systematic understanding lets them make smart choices to both protect that valuable information and leverage it for, business advantage. The 2022 update, for example, it really refined how we think about identifying risks.
How so?
It puts more focus on risk scenarios, and it contrasts different ways to find them, like, are you looking at potential events, like a data breach? That's an event-based approach. Or are you focusing on protecting specific assets, like your customer database? That's asset-based. The update gives clearer guidance there.
Ah, so clearer ways to identify what could go wrong in the first place.
Exactly, leading to clearer identification overall.
That's a huge shift, isn't it? From just being reactive, putting up walls, to something much more proactive. It really turns security into an enabler, not just a barrier.
It really does.
So thinking about you, the listener, what does this all boil down to? It sounds like it's about empowering you to navigate this complex information landscape more proactively. Turning potential problems, those pitfalls, into actual pathways for growth, innovation even.
That's the goal, intelligent navigation.
Understanding information risk, then, it isn't just about defense. It's really about making smart strategic moves that help your organization thrive. This deep dive into ISO 27005 really underscores that. And if you want deep dives into audio summaries of the other ISO 27K standards, you can head over to the website,